Welcome to our deep dive into OpenAI's 12 Days of Innovation. It's like someone decided to create like a tech advent calendar where behind each door, instead of chocolate, there's a groundbreaking AI reveal.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Right.
OpenAI really did pull out all the stops for this event, showcasing a wide range of projects that give us a glimpse into the future of AI.
For those who might not know, OpenAI is the company behind ChatGPT, that AI chatbot that took the world by storm last year. But this event was about so much more than just chatbots. They covered everything from image and video generation to AI-powered search engines and even tools for understanding how AI actually thinks.
It really was a whirlwind tour of what's happening at the cutting edge of AI research.
Yeah.
Shall we start unwrapping some of these AI presents, so to speak?
Let's dive in. Day one kicked off with a bang. OpenAI unveiled GPT-4o. Now, that might sound like a droid from Star Wars, but it's actually a major breakthrough in artificial intelligence.
What makes GPT-4o so significant is that it's what we call a multimodal model.
Okay. In plain English, what does multimodal mean?
It means the GPT-4o can understand and process not just text, like most AI models we're used to, but also images and audio. It can even generate content in all three of those formats. Imagine being able to have a conversation with your AI and have it create images based on what you're saying, or even compose music to match the mood of your chat.
So it's not just about understanding different types of media separately, it's about connecting them in a meaningful way.
Exactly. That's what makes GPT-4o so revolutionary. It opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for how we interact with and create using AI.
Building on that multimodal theme, OpenAI's day two reveal was all about DL3. Now, you might remember DLE as the AI that turns your text prompts into images, a cat wearing a hat, that sort of thing.
But day E3 is much more than just a simple image generator. One of the big advancements here is its deeper integration with ChatGPT. So instead of just giving day E3 a single text prompt, you can now have a back-and-forth conversation with it to refine your image.
It's like having a digital artist who can take your vague ideas and turn them into something truly visually stunning, right?
That's a great way to put it. And this collaborative aspect of day E3 has huge implications for creative fields like advertising design and even filmmaking.
Then day three blew everyone's minds with Sora. This is where things went from cool to straight up sci-fi. Sora is an AI that can generate video from text prompts. We've seen AI create still images, but video is a whole new ballgame.
Creating video requires understanding not just static visuals, but also movement timing and the flow of action. It's incredibly complex, which is why Sora is such a remarkable achievement.
So imagine you could type in something like a robot dog exploring a futuristic city, and Sora would actually create a short video clip of that scene.
Exactly. It's still early days for Sora, but the potential is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Think about the impact on fields like animation, education, entertainment. Anyone could potentially become a filmmaker just by describing your vision to Sora.
Day four brought us back down to earth a bit, but it was still a big reveal, ChatGPT Pro. This is basically ChatGPT on steroids, a premium version of the chatbot we all know and love.
The key difference is that ChatGPT Pro gives you access to the o1 model, which is designed for more complex tasks that require advanced reasoning and problem-solving abilities.
So it's not just about writing catchy headlines or summarizing articles anymore. What kind of complex problems are we talking about here?
Imagine you're a small business owner trying to develop a marketing strategy. You could use ChatGPT Pro to analyze your target audience, brainstorm campaign ideas, and even predict the potential ROI of different approaches.
So it's like having a virtual business consultant, except it's available 24/7 and never gets tired of your questions.
That's the idea. Of course, it's still important to use your own judgment and critical thinking skills, but ChatGPT Pro can be an incredibly powerful tool for helping you make more informed decisions.
Then day five brought us Canvas, which seems to be geared towards teams working together.
Canvas is less about generating flash content and more about helping groups brainstorm and develop ideas in a more structured and collaborative way.
So instead of those brainstorming sessions that often devolve into awkward silence or people talking over each other, we've got AI to help us stay on track and come up with truly innovative solutions.
That's the hope Canvas allows team members to contribute their ideas, visually organize them into different categories, and even get AI-generated suggestions to keep the creative juices flowing. It's like having a digital facilitator who can ensure everyone gets heard and that all ideas are considered equally.
Day six brought a double whammy of announcements. On one hand, we had advanced voice, which seems to be all about making AI sound more human.
It's not just about the words the AI speaks, but also about the way it speaks. Think about the subtle nuances of human speech, the pauses, the inflections, the emotional tone, advanced voice, is about bringing those qualities to AI, making it sound less robotic and more natural, more like you're having a conversation with a real person.
And then on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, OpenAI also announced Santa Mode for ChatGPT.
That one's a bit more lighthearted, of course.
Yeah.
It's basically a fun way to show how AI can be tailored to specific situations or personas. In this case, you can have ChatGPT roleplay as Santa Claus answering questions about his reindeer or the North Pole in a jolly festive voice.
It might seem like a gimmick, but it actually points to something really interesting. The ability to personalize AI interactions. Imagine having AI assistants that can adapt their communication style to your individual preferences.
Absolutely. That's something OpenAI is clearly exploring with these new features. It's all about making AI more relatable and user-friendly. Welcome back to our deep dive.
We've spent the first half of our deep dive unpacking some seriously impressive reveals from OpenAI. It feels like every day they were dropping a new bombshell, but now I'm curious about the bigger picture. What's the overall message OpenAI seems to be sending with these 12 days of announcements?
If we connect the dots between these reveals, a clear pattern emerges. OpenAI is painting a vision of a future where AI isn't some distant concept, but rather something woven into the fabric of our daily lives.
It's like they're building an entire AI ecosystem. You've got your tools for creativity like DLAE and Sora, your productivity boosters like ChatGPT Pro and Canvas, then those foundational technologies like Whisper and CLIP, and of course the research projects like Debate Game and Microscope, which feel like they're peering into the very essence of AI itself.
You're spot on. They aren't just specializing in one niche of AI. They're tackling the field from multiple angles simultaneously.
And the pace of development is just staggering. I mean, just a year or two ago, most people hadn't even heard of ChatGPT, and now we're talking about AI that can generate video and potentially revolutionize how we search the internet.
This rapid progress is both exhilarating and a little bit daunting. It begs the question, how are we as a society going to adapt to this AI-infused future that's unfolding before our eyes?
Okay, let's get into some of the big questions that this rapid AI advancement brings up. What are some of the potential benefits we could see from this future that OpenAI seems to be building?
The possibilities are immense. Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their technical skills, can unleash their creativity through AI tools, where language barriers become a thing of the past thanks to real-time translation powered by AI, where we can tackle complex problems from climate change to disease research with the help of AI's analytical power.
It sounds almost utopian, but let's be realistic here. There have to be potential downsides to consider as well, right?
Of course. There are valid concerns about the impact on jobs as certain tasks become automated. There are questions about how to ensure fairness and prevent bias in AI systems. And we can't ignore the potential for misuse, especially as AI becomes more powerful.
You mentioned bias. That's a big one for me. If these AI systems are learning from data created by humans, how do we ensure they don't inherit and perpetuate our own biases and prejudices?
It's a crucial point. OpenAI and other companies working in this space are acutely aware of this challenge.
Mm.
The key is to be proactive. That means carefully curating the data sets used to train AI, rigorously testing for bias, and building mechanisms for transparency and accountability into these systems.
And what about the job displacement issue? It's hard not to feel a bit uneasy when you see AI becoming capable of doing things that were once considered exclusively human domains, like writing, creating art, even making videos.
It's a natural concern. However, history has shown that technological advancements, while disruptive in the short term, often lead to the creation of new industries and job roles in the long run. The key will be to adapt and focus on developing skills that complement AI, rather than trying to compete with it.
So instead of fearing AI as a job-stealing robot, we should think of it as a powerful tool that can augment our capabilities and free us up to focus on more creative and strategic tasks.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Instead of a musician being replaced by AI, they might use AI to help them compose or produce music, allowing them to focus on expressing their unique artistic vision.
And you mentioned the potential for misuse. We've already seen examples of AI being used to create deepfakes and spread misinformation. As these tools become more sophisticated, how do we mitigate those risks?
It's a constant challenge. Just as we've seen with other powerful technologies, there will always be those who seek to exploit them for malicious purposes. But alongside the development of these tools, we need to invest in safeguards, in ethical frameworks, and in educating the public about how to critically evaluate AI-generated content.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about how we as a society choose to use it and what values and ethical guidelines we build around it.
That's precisely the conversation we need to be having. OpenAI, with these 12 days of innovation, has clearly thrown down the gauntlet. They're showing us what's possible. But it's up to all of us to grapple with the implications and ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly.
It's a balancing act, isn't it? On one side, you have this incredible potential for AI to solve problems, enhance our creativity, and improve our lives. But on the other side, we need to be vigilant about the risks and ethical considerations.
It's a tightrope walk, for sure. And it's not a walk we can take alone. It requires collaboration between researchers, policymakers, businesses, and the public.
OpenAI clearly has a lot of influence in shaping this conversation. What message do you think they're trying to send with these 12 days of innovation? Are they just showing off their tech prowess, or is there something deeper at play here?
I think it's a combination of factors. They're certainly demonstrating their leadership in the field of AI, but they're also sending a clear message that they're not blind to the potential downsides. The inclusion of projects like Debate Game, which focuses on AI ethics, suggests they're taking these concerns seriously.
It's almost like they're saying, look what we can do, but let's have a conversation about how we do it right.
That's a great way to put it. They've sparked the conversation. Now it's up to us to engage in it thoughtfully and shape the future of AI in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Well, they've certainly got our attention, and they've given us a lot to think about. In the final part of our deep dive, we're going to shift gears a bit and take a closer look at some of the specific projects that OpenAI unveiled. We'll break down the technical details, explore potential use cases, and maybe even indulge in a bit of speculation about what the future holds for these innovations.
Stay tuned for a fascinating journey into the cutting edge of AI.
Welcome back to our deep dive into OpenAI's 12 Days of Innovation. So far, we've explored the big picture of what OpenAI is trying to achieve, the potential benefits, and the ethical tightrope walk involved. But now it's time to roll up our sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty of some of the specific projects they unveiled.
Let's start with the one that kicked off the whole event, GPT-4o, the so-called multimodal marvel.
Okay, we've talked about the concept of multimodal, but I'm still struggling to grasp what it means in practice. What does it actually look like to use an AI model that can understand and generate text, images, and audio all at once?
Imagine this. You're a novelist working on your next big thriller.
Okay.
You're stuck on a particularly tricky scene. Instead of just staring at a blank page, you turn to GPT-4o.
Okay, I'm listening.
You describe the scene to GPT-4o, the mood you're going for, the key characters involved. GPT-4o doesn't just spit out a block of text. It gives you options. It might generate a few paragraphs of prose, but it also creates a series of images depicting key moments in the scene. Maybe even a sample soundtrack that evokes the emotional tone you're aiming for.
Whoa, that's a game changer for writers. It's like having an instant brainstorming partner.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just writing. Think about architects designing a building, or a filmmaker, storyboarding, a movie. GPT-4o could become an indispensable tool for anyone who works with creative concepts.
I can see how that would be incredibly powerful. And it makes me wonder, is this the beginning of the end for traditional creative tools? Will we all be using AI to write our novels and compose our music in the future?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's too early to say, but I think it's more likely that AI will augment human creativity rather than replace it entirely. Think of it as a collaboration.
Like a digital duet.
Precisely. The human brings the original spark, the vision, the emotional depth, and AI helps bring those ideas to life in new and exciting ways.
Okay, let's move on to DALL-E 3, which you described earlier as being much more than just a simple image generator. What sets it apart from previous AI art tools?
One of the key advancements in DALL-E 3 is its ability to handle more complex and nuanced prompts. It's not just about generating a literal interpretation of your words.
Yeah.
It can actually grasp the underlying concepts and emotions you're trying to convey.
So instead of just typing a cat wearing a hat, I could give it a prompt, like a mischievous cat wearing a top hat lurking in a dimly lit alley.
Exactly. And DALL-E 3 wouldn't just slap a top hat on a random cat. It would consider the setting, the lighting, the cat's posture. Mm-hmm. All the subtle details that contribute to the overall mood and story you're trying to tell.
And then there's the integration with ChatGPT, which allows you to actually have a conversation with the AI as you're creating your image.
That's where it gets really exciting. Imagine being able to say things like, make the cat's eyes glow a little more, or give the alley a more sinister feel, and DALL-E 3 would actually make those changes in real time.
It's like having an art director on call ready to translate your vision into pixels.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It really does democratize the creative process.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a skilled artist to bring your ideas to life with DALL-E 3. You just need to be able to articulate your vision.
Now let's talk about the elephant in the room. Or maybe I should say the robot dog on the screen, Sora.
Yes. The video generation AI that had everyone buzzing.
Honestly, this one still feels like magic to me. How does an AI even learn to create video? It's one thing to generate a static image, but video involves movement, timing, sound, so many different elements.
It's incredibly complex, which is why Sora is such a monumental achievement. The technology behind it is something called diffusion modeling, which is a type of machine learning that allows AI to generate entirely new content based on the data it's been trained on.
So instead of just stitching together pre-existing video clips, Sora is actually learning the fundamental building blocks of video and using that knowledge to create something completely original.
That's the essence of it. It's like teaching an AI the grammar of film, so it can then create its own sentences, its own stories.
Okay, that makes more sense. But it also makes it even more mind-blowing. What are some of the real-world applications for a technology like Sora, besides making cat videos, of course?
The possibilities are endless. Think about educational videos that can adapt to different learning styles, or imagine personalized news reports tailored to your specific interests. Even the entertainment industry could be revolutionized. We could have interactive movies where the storyline changes based on your choices.
It's a lot to wrap your head around. And it raises some interesting ethical questions, too. How do we ensure that AI-generated video is used responsibly and that people don't misuse it to create harmful content like deepfakes?
That's a crucial question, and one that OpenAI is clearly aware of. As with any powerful technology, it comes down to developing safeguards, ethical guidelines, and educating people about the potential risks and how to critically evaluate AI-generated content.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it?
Yep.
We want to foster innovation and explore the incredible potential of AI, but we also need to be mindful of the potential pitfalls.
Absolutely. It's a conversation that we as a society need to be having now, before these technologies become so pervasive that we can't control their impact.
Well, OpenAI has certainly given us a lot to discuss, and they've given us a glimpse into a future that just a few years ago would have seemed like pure science fiction.
It's a future that's both exciting and daunting. But one thing's for sure, AI is here to stay, and it's going to change our world in profound ways. The question is, will we be ready for it?
That's the million-dollar question, and one that we'll continue to grapple with as AI continues to evolve. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into OpenAI's 12 Days of Innovation. We hope you've learned something new, been inspired by the possibilities, and maybe even walked away with more questions than answers. That's what the deep dive is all about, sparking curiosity and encouraging critical thinking. Until next time, keep exploring and keep questioning.